This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Each and every morning and each and every night in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, we come together, inshallah, making our daily dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us the opportunity to worship Him and to make dua during the nights of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us. Allahumma ameen. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who we believe that there is no power, no strength or ability except by His leave and His authority. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we request of Him the request of those who are weak and needy without Him. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sacredness of this month that is soon to end. We pray to Him alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Him for security from every fear, a cure from every ailment. We ask Him for prosperity after every austerity and hardship. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grow within us happiness that ends our sorrow. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us love that bars us from hate and the hate of others. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases our rizq by us sharing it with others and being charitable in our regard. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be blessed with happy homes and wives and husbands and families and spouses. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows our children to be nurtured with His hidayah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives long life to our parents and good deeds to match. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy upon those of us whose parents have passed away, that Allah sends light upon their grave, that Allah expands it for them and opens for them a doorway to Jannah. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to worship Him for a long, long life, and that we return to Him with the final words of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us sabr in every calamity, to temper us when we are in anger, to grant us humility when we are successful and ascending in front of the eyes of others, to bless us with forgiveness when we cause offense, and that we are able to ask others for forgiveness when we wrong them. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the humility to be able to show compassion when we are in authority, and to grant us kindness and clemency when we have power over others. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows our wealth to be used and mechanized in our charity for the betterment of ourselves and others. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the Qur'an, the knowledge of the Qur'an, the reading of the Qur'an, the barakah of the Qur'an, the practice of the Qur'an, the beneficial knowledge of it being a part of our life. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to learn from it that which we don't yet know, and to allow us to remember of the Qur'an that which we may have been made to forget. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to illuminate our hearts with His words, to release our stress and strain and depression and gloom and sorrow with its rhyme and sound and message. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates our spirit with its teachings and with its morality. We pray that Allah cleanses us from every error with its healing, and increases our love for Him through its wisdom and through its practice. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cures us with every ayah of the Quran and protects us with every letter with its blessing. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, O Allah, you are the most merciful from those who show mercy. Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim, you are the compassionate, the especially merciful to the believers. Ya Rabbal Alameen, you are the Lord and creator and sustainer and master of all of the realms and all of the worlds that you have put into existence. We call you Ya Allah. And we ask you, Ya Allah, with every name that you have given us, names that you have shared with us in the Quran and through our Nabi Muhammad ﷺ and the messengers before. And we also ask you by the names that you have retained for yourself that are known only to you. We ask you by your majestic names and your beautiful descriptions that you make the Quran the spring of our heart and the light of our eyes and the relief of our stress and distrain. Allahumma ameen. We also ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to send your greatest salawat, peace and blessings be upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we ask you to make us from those who follow his example, who are led in his way, who put our foot where he put his feet, and who walk upon his path, as-sirat al-mustaqim, that leads to you without any ambiguity, without any darkness, without any meandering. Ya Allah, we ask you to keep us on a sirat al-mustaqim and grant us istiqamah, and that for our families and our children. We pray, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you to grant us the death with shahada upon our tongue and give us the death of the martyrs whose life was a witness for them having fulfilled the covenant that they promised you, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to give us husnul dhanni bik. Allow us to always think well of you, Ya Allah, even when life is dark and difficult. O Allah, allow us always to see the glimmer of light that you have set for us as a target to better ourselves, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to expand our grave when we pass away and to fill it with light, Ya Allah. O Allah, do not punish us in the grave for the mistakes that we have done in the dunya by allowing us to ask you for forgiveness before we depart. O Allah, we ask you now, Ya Allah, to forgive us the sins of this past year, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to forgive us our excesses, our negligences, the things we've done inadvertently and intentionally. We ask you, Ya Allah, to forgive us what we have done in offense between us and you and what we have wronged others with. O Allah, we ask you to turn the hearts of people towards us so that we can be merciful and receive their mercy. We ask you, Ya Allah, to show us compassion in our homes and our families, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to forgive us the sins that bring down your wrath before your wrath arrives. Ya Allah, we ask you to protect us from your anger. We ask you to protect us from yourself, Ya Allah, from ever having wronged ourselves before you, Ya Allah. Allow us to have a tawbah before our return to you, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to lighten our load and to release our burden and not to be to give us a burden that we cannot withstand, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to give us strength and patience and sabr to make us from those who abashir as-sabirin, give good news to the patient. Alladhina idha asabatuhum musiba qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that we exclaim that we know that we belong to you, we are created by you, and to you is our return. Ya Allah, grant us a heart that is filled with tranquility and iman and Islam and surrender to you, Ya Allah, that leads us to peace and salam. We ask you to give us the ability to forgive ourselves, to forgive others who have wronged us. We ask you to grant us soft speech and to protect our tongue from lying and backbiting and hurting others. We ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to grant us that beautiful enduring patience of the prophets of Allah that you have described for us in the Quran. We ask you to grant us a correct understanding of our belief, the correct aqidah of Ahl Sunnah, the people who believe in you, the way of the Prophet ﷺ, who make our belief in you from that which is taught to us from the Quran and the tradition of the Prophet ﷺ. We ask you to make us of those who have a complete memory and remove from us any signs of dementia until the end of our life, Ya Allah. We ask you to give us an understanding of this deen and its dalil and its evidence so that we can be teaching and sharing with others, Ya Allah. We ask you to bless us and our parents and to forgive us and them, to grant them and us good in this life and good in the next, Ya Allah. O Allah, we ask you to bless our spouses. Ya Allah, bless our spouses. Ya Allah, bless our wives or our husbands, for those who have been blessed with this holy matrimony, Ya Allah. We ask you to bind us together with love that is in pleasing to you, Ya Allah, and to remove between us any dissension or any ill will, Ya Allah. We ask you to grant us righteous children who will become a sadaqa jariya for us until our day of judgment, Ya Allah. We ask you to allow us to leave behind a legacy of them being humble and pious and giving of that which is good of themselves, Ya Allah. Allow us to leave this dunya with the best of legacies for our offspring, Ya Arham al-Rahmeen. Ya Allah, help us to see the faults in our lives so that we can fix them, and give us the strength and power to correct them. We ask you to cover up our faults from others so that we are not shamed, Ya Allah, and forgive us our sins between us and you. We ask you to bestow upon us wealth that is halal, that we spend in halal, and that we share it with those who are in need. Ya Allah, do not let us be humiliated by our own excesses and sinfulness. Do not lend us to being oppressive or being oppressed, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not let us be mocked or mocking of others, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not allow others to take advantage of us or for us to take advantage of others, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, help us to be courageous and courteous, Ya Allah, to be confident and positive Muslims, Ya Allah, that we make a better world and a better change in the life and in the places that we reside, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive the ummah of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, grant us and them a nearness to him on the day of judgment. Oh Allah, make us from those who are close to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. Allow us to drink from his blessed hand a sip of water, a sip of his kawthar, that will never make us thirsty thereafter, Ya Allah. We ask you to protect us from sickness and ill health and ill intent and illness in our well-being, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, to strengthen our mental state and to bring us joy when others are unable to find it, Ya Allah. We ask you to protect us from the envy and the harm of others, those who may be looking upon us from a distance. We ask you, Ya Allah subhanaka, لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا. You are the one who has given us knowledge. You are the one who has blessed us with these words and the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Oh Allah, you have blessed us with the Quran and its tradition. Oh Allah, we ask you with that power and might that you have sent to protect us from every envious person, cold-hearted, dark-hearted individual, those who are near and those who are far, Ya Allah. We ask you to protect our successes by allowing us to earn more and to do better in our endeavors, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, increase us in beneficial knowledge so that we practice our faith with truth, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect us from a friend who is hypocritical to us, Ya Allah, and from a family member who is tyrannical, Ya Allah. We ask you to soften the hearts of our loved ones towards us, Ya Allah, and to make us from those who are able to forgive and to be forgiven by others, Ya Allah. We ask you to invite us to your blessed house, to make us from those who are able to worship you through the tawaf and to perform the umrah and hajj. Oh Allah, there are those of us who have not been to hajj. Allow them to be carried there as your guests, the guests of Ar-Rahman. Oh Allah, open the doors for us once again, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we pray that you open for us the doors of hajj, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, lead us to hajj after hajj after hajj, Ya Allah, and allow us to serve your servants as they come towards your sacred house, that we teach them their way and to help them allow them to grow in their relationship with you as a consequence of our involvement in their hajj and in their life and umrah, Ya Allah. We ask you to improve our behavior with each other and to reward us with the best of this dunya and the best in the akhirah, and to give us freedom from the punishment of hellfire. Ya Allah, protect myself and my family and my loved ones and their families and all of us and our families from the evil of the shayateen and from the wickedness of their whispering. Oh Allah, protect us from the deceptions of the shaytan. Oh Allah, keep the accursed shaytan away from us, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min hamazat ash-shayateen wa na'udhu bika an yahdurun. Oh Allah, we ask you to keep us far away from the doubts that creep into the heart, and to allow us to find the answers that we seek on the tongues of men, and to allow our chest to be reassured. We ask you, Ya Allah, to open to us the knowledge and the veils of the Quran, and to unite us all upon its teaching and truthfulness, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Waliy Al Mustadafeen. Oh Allah, you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. You are the protector of the weak, and we are weak and sinful people, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we acknowledge our faults before you and ask you for your mercy and power and forgiveness in these days. Oh Allah, we ask you to send your blessing upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin wakhdhil a'da'aka a'da'ad-din. Allahumma ihdi ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ansur ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ansurna ala man 'adana. Allahumma la taj'al fitnatana fi dinina. Allahumma la taj'al fitnatana fi dinina. اللهم لا تجعل فتنتنا في ديننا. اللهم لا تفرقنا شيعا وأحزابا. اللهم جمع كلمتنا على كلمة لا إله إلا الله. اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق. يا فتاح يا عليم يا ولي المستضعفين. يا حي يا قيوم يا حنان يا منان. يا من أنت ذو الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أكرمنا ومن علينا واهدنا وارزقنا وارزق الهدى إلينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب العمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل لنا نورا. اللهم اجعل لنا نورا. Oh Allah, bless us with your light, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, put your light in our heart and in our tongue and in our eyes and in our hearing. Allahumma ij'al lana nura. Allahumma ij'al fi qulubina nura. Wa fi absarina nura. Wa fi asma'ina nura. Wa min amamina nura. Wa min khalfina nura. Wa min tahtina wa min fawqina nura. Wa an yam aymanina wa shama'ila nura. Allahumma azzim nurana ya rabbal alameen. اللهم اجعل لنا نورا يا نور السماوات والأرض. اللهم نور طريقنا بسنة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا من أنت هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب النار ومن عذاب القبر ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة مسيح الدجال. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. هذا وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. وصل اللهم وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصلي اللهم وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. For those of you on my Facebook and on my YouTube, I'm going to share my screen. I wanted to show you this short clip and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens your heart to it. Allahumma ameen. It begins, and for those of you on my Instagram, you can find it in my feed. It's called When was the last time you ate chicken? And the question is put forward towards orphans, Syrian orphans. Currently, I have a campaign for us to try to assist our young, beautiful children, the children of the Ummah, with sponsorship for 1,000 orphans before the end of the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this khayr. Allahumma ameen. And with your support, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist us and allow us this great honor, bi-idhnihi ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and assist us through the assistance of others. Allahumma ameen. Do check it out on my Instagram feed. And whatever you want to contribute, whether you can do an orphan for the whole year, or you can do it for a month, or you can do the online transaction where it's coming out of your account at $35 or $40 a month, that you can look after an orphan for an extended year's time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَا وَكَافِ لِلْيَتِيمِ كَهَاتَيْنِ. I and the one who will look after the orphans is as such, meaning the nearness in the day of judgment is that close. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us to be near our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to make us close to him on the Day of Judgment on account of us looking after the needs of those who are weakest amongst us. I ask you, inshallah, to be from those who are able to look after the needs of others. When was the last time you had chicken? Subhanallah, some of them say, we can't afford it because it's too expensive. We can't fulfill that need. My mom can't buy it. This beautiful child, when did you eat chicken? A long time ago. They give him a box and he says, can I share it with my sisters? Subhanallah. What a beautiful, beautiful sentiment that even with their need, just seeing the joy when they receive that little food pack, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all of us. Allahumma ameen. I ask you and I urge you to go on my Facebook page or my Just Giving page and give and give and give again. And if you gave, give again. And if you have given and you can't give again, share it with others. And even if you've given and share it with others, this is something that we seek for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us with on the Day of Judgment. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I put links in the comments, inshallah, so that you are able to find it easily. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. On my Instagram, it's just in my link in my bio, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I'll see you again same time tomorrow, inshallah, until Ramadan ends. And once again, in the evenings after Salatul Taraweeh here in Perth, which is about 3 p.m. in London, which is about 10 a.m. in New York time. Assalamu alaikum.